Hello, audio friends. It's Slandy here, and if I sound stuffed up, it's because I have a cold. So, this is my February 12th entry as I drive into work on a Friday morning after a very long week. And like I said, if I sound strange, it's because I've been battling a really bad cold. All right, so the topic for the 12th day of February, even though we're the 17th, I'm a little bit behind, is which Disney character, which Disney villain would you like to be? You know, I really didn't know that many of the villains in Disney. And of course, you know, are we talking the original cartoons? Are we talking about the movies? I mean, since Disney bought the Star Wars franchise, could we add Darth Vader as a Disney villain now? I don't know, right? But I'm kind of staying with the more traditional Disney movies, and there's a movie that came out many years ago called Hercules, and the character Hades is an absolute blast. If you've never seen the movie, it's not a great movie, but the character Hades, he is so funny. He's got these two henchmen, Pain and Panic, I think they're called, and there's just a hoot. Just watching those bits of video where Hades is talking and some of the little things he says, it reminds me a little bit of Aladdin and the genie played by Robin Williams and all those little ad-libs that he threw in there. So, yeah, if there was a Disney villain that I would like to be, I guess it would be Hades, only because he's witty and or Hades. No, it's Hades, I think. H-A-D-E-S, say Hades. I think that's it. But you know, while I'm here, I may as well do February 13, which was, where's a place that you'd like to retire? Oh wow, what a question. Most of you know of my love of motorcycling, so it would have to be somewhere where I could ride my motorcycle throughout the entire year. But of course, I'm also thinking, I mean, if there was, excuse me, if I could retire anywhere and have the money to live there, and that's a different story. Because, you know, then it'd be obviously somewhere warm. It even might be my actual birthplace of Italy. I could see myself maybe going back to Italy. And sort of having a foothold there. And maybe a nice little house in Tuscany. Amongst some vineyards and olive trees, with a beautiful long driveway and a nice house, not too big, and right next door would be sort of a barn or a large structure of some sort, a garage maybe, where I could have maybe a couple of cars and a few motorcycles, and the structure might be split in two and have one part be a barn, and my wife could have horses. She loves horses, so I could see her maybe having a couple of horses and me having a couple of cars, several motorcycles, and have my own horsepower in the building as well. And again, we're talking about, you know, we've got money galore, and you know, and then from there you'll travel and go and see the world. Okay, that's the fantasy scenario, but if I'm thinking more realistically, It's very expensive to live in many parts of the world in terms of insurance, in terms of food, rent, or mortgage, or something like that. So there's a... If I wanted to stay in Quebec, there's a city or a town called Hemingford, which is very close to the American border. Not that I really want to be close to the American border. That's not the deal there. It's that traditionally and statistically, it has the less amount of snowfall of any other town, excuse me, in Quebec. So it could conceivably prolong my riding season by a little bit. And insurance premiums are very, very low for motorcycles in Quebec, even though our registration fees, so our license or our plate fees, are very high. But it doesn't make it somewhat more affordable to ride a motorcycle. My motorcycle right now costs me $134 a year to insure. In Ontario, the same motorcycle would cost me $1,300, so that's 10 times more. The plate here in Quebec, the registration, what we call the registration, costs me almost $600 a year, and in Ontario would cost me about $200. I think they've revised it, but I think it's around $200 a year. So yes, although it's a lot cheaper, the fact that I'm paying a lot more for insurance completely offsets it, and it ends up costing a lot more to ride a motorcycle in Ontario. Hence why I would probably want to stay in Quebec. However, if I could stay in Quebec, and we could maybe by then the house will be paid for, and I would like to travel, you know, when I retire, and see a little bit more of my own country, actually. Anyway, but that wasn't the question. The question was, where would you want to retire? So, Italy, if I had all the money in the world, and Hemingford, Quebec, if realistically. Of course, I mean, there's other places too. One would say, well, it's warm out in British Columbia, say. There's certain parts of British Columbia that are warm. But it's extremely expensive to live there. We could never afford a house in British Columbia or Vancouver or any of those places. It's just phenomenally expensive. Ontario isn't too bad, real estate-wise, but their electricity bill is rather high. So again, I'm thinking, you know, we're going to be on a fixed income, and I have to sort of spread the wealth across all of these things. And if I do want to keep riding my motorcycle and having my other little hobbies, I'm not an expensive guy by any means, but if I do want to keep a lot of these hobbies, I would definitely need to look out for that, you know, the cash flow. It's a reality, right? And another reality is my cold and my sore throat. So I'm going to end it there, and thank you again for listening as I watch the police burn through a bunch of lights, and they've just turned off their lights. So that's definitely... Oh, no. They've still got their lights blaring. Okay, they're on a call. Sometimes they'll do that, eh? They'll turn on their lights to go through red lights and stuff because they don't want to wait. Anyhow, we won't get into that. Thank you for listening. And as always, have a wonderful day or a wonderful evening, depending on the time that you listen to this. Audio boom.